Ruin dits for breakfast for Chemist Warehouse. This Christmas, head to the home of the big brand fragrances. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Ruined, it's on Triple M. Roo, we've been talking about vaccines and would you have it and will workplaces make it compulsory and all sorts of things. Well, it's being wheeled out in the UK already.
Sure is.
And a good friend of Alice the Wags is over there. She's a doctor. She's had COVID and has just had the vaccine. We thought it'd be an interesting chat. Dr. Elizabeth, welcome to Triple M.
Thank you.
Now, tell us about when did you get the vaccine and what was the procedure?
So my hospital started rolling it out a couple of weeks ago and I was in kind of week two of the rollout.
Yeah.
So I got the vaccine last week. Several of the nurses have been doing extra shifts after hours to give injections. And so one of the nurses on my team actually gave me my injection.
Right.
So came into the vaccine clinic and you fill out some paperwork and consent and they talk you through the side effects. I got my vaccine and then they watched me for 15 minutes afterwards to make sure I didn't have a reaction and then off I went.
Now, which vaccine did you actually get and what could be the side effects of it?
So I got the Pfizer vaccine, which is more common in the hospitals, and the side effects are that you can get a fever afterwards, you can get a bit of a sore arm, and you can get a bit achy. But generally speaking, those are quite mild side effects and they go away pretty quickly.
Have you had the side effects or have you been fine?
I mean, the vaccine itself didn't hurt at all. I didn't feel it at all, but I got a bit of a sore arm about 6 hours afterwards that sort of went away overnight. Felt a little bit achy the next day, but nothing that I couldn't kind of push through and keep going to work. So, yeah, it was fine.
Is the Pfizer vaccine the one where you're meant to have two injections a certain time apart, but in the UK I've read that they're just going to double the amount of people they give it to, but only having one shot. Is that right?
Yeah, that is right. Yeah, so they've just announced at our hospital that we'll get our second shot within 12 weeks instead of within 3 weeks, so that they can get more people vaccinated with the first dose.
And is this on the national health scheme? Do you have to pay for this privilege? And I'm just wondering how they'll do it in Australia as well.
Yeah, so it's on the NHS, and so it's free for everyone to get a vaccine here. But they're rolling it out with the most vulnerable first. So they started with the over 80s, I think, and then over 75 and healthcare workers. So that's where I fell in. And this week they've just started rolling it out to older than 70-year-olds, as well as those with pre-existing health conditions that make them particularly vulnerable.
We've seen some shocking footage of hospitals all over the world, to be honest. Give us a bit of a description of how you're going in your hospital.
So the London hospitals are genuinely really full and pretty overwhelmed. I'm sure that you've seen some of the kind of footage of the BBC going in and things, and certainly it's been really difficult for people. I work in a paediatric hospital, so we don't get affected as badly, but a lot of our staff have been redeployed to go and help in other services because they're struggling so much to staff their units with so many patients that they've needed to borrow our staff to actually be able to staff their hospitals.
Do you know people who have died, like friends of yours? Have you got friends that have had the virus? Have they got lasting effects or carrying on sort of effects?
So in the first wave, every doctor on my unit got the virus and several, most of the nurses on our ward also got it. And there were a couple of nurses who needed to go to hospital with it. And it was pretty sad in the first wave. We got an email, hospital-wide email every couple of weeks with a staff member from the hospital who had died from it. Yeah, so whether that was someone who worked in a cafe or nurses or, porters from all different levels. The first person in our hospital was a doctor and he got really sick and went to ICU with his COVID. So that was pretty scary for everyone in our centre. Yeah, so I mean, in London, you're never more than sort of one or two people in between you and someone who's died from COVID. Everyone knows someone who's died. So it's, yeah, pretty big and serious here.
You're a qualified doctor. What would you say to people in Australia who are wondering whether they should get the vaccine if they've got an opportunity to?
Oh, I would say get it as soon as you can. It's such an important public health measure, and I would unreservedly say, you know, to absolutely ask questions about how it will affect you, and you know, you are absolutely within your right to be educated about it. But there's no doubt in my mind that it's right for everyone to say yes to accepting the vaccine when they get the chance to have it.
Yep, for sure. Dr. Elizabeth, thank you so much for joining us. Very, very informative. And yeah, thanks for sharing your experience with us.
That's no problem.
There you go.
Thanks for having me.
As I said, she's a friend of Alice's who we work with here, and working in a hospital in London, has had the vaccine. Ruined It's on Triple M.
Ruined Tits aren't worried. Christmas is just around the corner. Why? Because they don't buy people presents. They're tight asses. Because Chemist Warehouse has you covered. Get them a gift they'll love at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.